This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Spiriva SPMet. Active ingredient, tiotropium. This leaflet provides important information about using Spiriva SPMet. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Spiriva SPMet. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Spiriva SPMet? Spiriva SPMet contains the active ingredient tiotropium as bromide monohydrate. It belongs to a group of medicines called anticholinergics. Spiriva SPMet improves breathing by relaxing the breathing tubes or air passages that carry air to and from the lungs. Spiriva SPMet is used to make breathing easier for people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, asthma. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. COPD is a serious lung condition that can cause difficulty in breathing and constant coughing. The term COPD is associated with the conditions chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Spiriva SPMet helps to improve your COPD condition and prevent exacerbations, periodic worsening of symptoms from occurring. As COPD is a long-term condition, you should use Spiriva SPMet every day, even if you do not have breathing problems or other symptoms of COPD. Asthma. Asthma is a serious lung condition where the lining of the lungs becomes inflamed, red and swollen, making it difficult to breathe. This may be due to an allergy to house dust mites, smoke, air pollution, or other things that irritate your lungs. The common symptoms of asthma include breathlessness, wheezing, a cough, sometimes brought on by exercise, and a feeling of tightness in the chest. When used to treat asthma, you must use Spiriva SPMet every day in addition to other medicines called inhaled corticosteroids. What should I know before I use Spiriva SPMet? Warnings. Do not use Spiriva SPMet to treat an acute asthma attack or sudden attack of breathlessness, wheezing, or coughing. You will need a different type of medicine, known as a reliever, for this. Tell your doctor immediately if you get sudden tightness of the chest, coughing, wheezing, or breathlessness immediately after using Spiriva SPMet. These may be signs of a condition called bronchospasm. Patients with asthma have an increased risk of developing this condition. Do not use Spiriva SPMet if you are allergic to tiotropium, as bromide monohydrate, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Atropine, or substances related to it, e.g. ipratropium or oxytropium. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: high pressure in the eye, glaucoma, kidney or liver problems, problems with your prostate gland, problems passing urine, you have suffered from a heart attack during the last 6 months, or from any unstable or life-threatening irregular heartbeat or severe heart failure within the past year. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant, intend to become pregnant, are breastfeeding, or intend to breastfeed. Spiriva SPMet is not generally recommended for use in pregnant women. Spiriva SPMet should not be used whilst breastfeeding, unless the expected benefit outweighs any possible risk to the infant. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Children and adolescents. Do not give Spiriva SPMet to children below the age of 6 years. Spiriva SPMet is only for the treatment of asthma in children aged 6 years and older. Children should use Spiriva SPMet with an adult's assistance. Eyes. Do not allow the mist to enter your eyes. Should this occur, immediately flush your eyes with cold tap water for several minutes and immediately consult your doctor for further advice. If the mist enters the eye, it may result in eye pain or discomfort, blurred vision, seeing halos around lights, or colored images in association with red eyes, i.e. narrow-angle glaucoma. Eye symptoms may be accompanied by headache, nausea, or vomiting. Device. The Spiriva SPMet reusable inhaler can only be used with Spiriva SPMet cartridges. What if I'm taking or using other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines or inhalers, including any medicines, inhalers, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and spirit may interfere with each other. These include other anticholinergic medicines such as glycopyronium, aclidinium, umeclidinium, or ipratropium. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect spirit. How do I use spirit? If you have been prescribed spirit for your asthma, it must be added onto your treatments that include an inhaled corticosteroid. How much to use? Inhale 2 puffs, once a day at the same time of the day. You need to take 2 puffs to get the full dose. Do not take more than the recommended dose. Follow all the directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. When to use spirit? Use spirit at about the same time each day. How to use spirit? Spirit is for inhalation use only. Make sure that you know how to use your spirit reusable inhaler properly. Read the instructions for use and follow the diagrams that show you how to use the spirit reusable inhaler. The instructions for use are also available via the following hyperlink: https://medsinfo.com.au/media/biospray. Use the spirit reusable inhaler supplied in the pack to breathe in the solution containing the medicine from the spirit cartridge. Insert the spirit cartridge into the spirit reusable inhaler to prepare the inhaler for first use. The spirit reusable inhaler releases a mist of solution slowly and gently, making it easy to inhale it into your lungs where it is needed. The mist containing the medication is released by pressing the dose release button. If you do not understand the instructions on how to use the spirit reusable inhaler, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. Continue to use spirit for as long as your doctor tells you. If you forget to use spirit, if you forget to use your spirit, use it as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and inhale just one dose at your usual time the next day. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you use too much spirit, if you think that you have used too much spirit, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include fast or irregular heartbeat, blurred vision, nausea, stomach pain, dry mouth, constipation, difficulty passing urine. What should I know while using spirit? Things you should do. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while using spirit. Your breathing becomes more difficult while you are using spirit. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using spirit, especially if you are about to start any new medicine or if you are going to have surgery. Pay attention to oral hygiene. Dry mouth, which has been observed in medicines like spirit, may in the long term be associated with tooth decay. If you are a smoker, you should stop smoking. Your doctor or pharmacist can advise you on the steps to take to quit smoking. If you have a COPD or asthma action plan that you have agreed with your doctor, follow it closely at all times. If you have been prescribed spirit for your asthma, it must be added onto your treatments that include an inhaled corticosteroid. Continue taking the inhaled corticosteroid as prescribed by your doctor, even if you feel better. Things you should not do. Do not use spirit to relieve an acute attack of breathlessness or wheezing. If you become wheezy or tight in the chest before your next dose of spirit is due, use a reliever puffer in the usual way. Do not use spirit to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take any other medicines for your breathing problems without checking with your doctor. Spiriva-SP mat should only be used as the maintenance treatment of your COPD or asthma. Do not stop using your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop using it suddenly or lower the dosage, the signs and symptoms of your condition may worsen. Do not take Spiriva-SP mat more frequently than once daily. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Spiriva-SP mat affects you. This medicine may cause dizziness or blurred vision in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Looking after your medicine. Refer to the Spiriva-SP mat reusable inhaler instructions for use on how to clean and take care of your Spiriva-SP mat. Clean the mouthpiece, including the metal part inside the mouthpiece, with a damp cloth or tissue only, at least once a week. It is important to keep your inhaler clean and dry. It may not work as well if it gets dirty. Exchange the cartridge not later than 3 months after insertion. Do not use the Respi mat reusable inhaler for more than 1 year after having inserted the first cartridge. The recommended use is 6 cartridges per Spiriva-SP mat reusable inhaler. Keep Spiriva-SP mat in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Store it away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, located on the cartridge. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Brain and nerves. Dizziness. Trouble sleeping. Nose and sinus. Nosebleeds. Mouth, throat, and airways. Dry mouth, usually mild. Sore mouth, gums, or throat, swollen, red sore tongue. Sore, creamy yellow, raised patches in the mouth, or throat, oral thrush. Hoarse voice. Cough. Gut and digestion. Heartburn. Constipation. Metabolism and nutrition. Dehydration. Skin. Dry skin. Rash. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Eyes. Blurred vision. Seeing halos around lights or colored images in association with red eyes. High pressure in the eye. Glaucoma. Mouth, throat, and airways. Difficulty swallowing. Worsening of breathing problems induced by the inhalation process. Inhaled medicines such as Spiriva-SP mat may cause tightness of the chest, coughing, wheezing, or breathlessness immediately after inhalation. Heart. Feeling of fluttering, racing, or skipping heartbeats, palpitations. Bladder. Difficulty or pain when passing urine. Signs of a urinary tract infection. A frequent need to urinate. Only passing a few drops of urine. Burning pain or a scalding sensation when urinating. Feeling that the bladder is still full after urinating. Pain above the pubic bone. Blood in your urine. Skin. Skin infection or skin ulcer. What to do? Speak to your doctor as soon as possible if you have any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Signs of an allergic reaction. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Swelling of other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Gut and digestion. Severe pain in the stomach with bloating, gut cramps, and vomiting. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these very serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a prescription. What Spiriverespimat contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 2.5 micrograms tiotropium, asbromide monohydrate per puff. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Benzalkonium chloride. Disodium etidate. Purified water. Hydrochloric acid. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Spiriverespimat looks like. Spiriverespimat is composed of one cartridge with solution for inhalation and one Respimat reusable inhaler. Ostar 3, 2, 5, 6, 6, 2. Single pack. One Spiriverespimat reusable inhaler and one Spiriverespimat cartridge, providing 60 puffs, 30 doses. Double pack. One Spiriverespimat reusable inhaler and two Spiriverespimat cartridges, providing 60 puffs, 30 doses each. Triple pack. One Spiriverespimat reusable inhaler and three Spiriverespimat cartridges, providing 60 puffs, 30 doses each. Single refill pack. One Spiriverespimat cartridge, providing 60 puffs, 30 doses. Triple refill pack. Three Spiriverespimat cartridges, providing 60 puffs, 30 doses each. Not all pack sizes may be marketed. Who distributes Spiriverespimat? Spiriverespimat is distributed in Australia by Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. ABN 52000452308. Sydney, Australia. http://www.boehringerengelheim.com.au/. This consumer medicine information was prepared in May 2024. Spiriver and Respimat are registered trademarks of Boehringer Ingelheim. Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. 2024.